Case, educate Jenna on active and passive investments. The following case study helps financial counselors think about how they would apply the skills discussed in this area. Note the open-ended questions at the end of the case. To be proactive in your education, consider writing responses in your personal study notes before reading the sample responses. Case, Jenna, a client in her mid-30s, has come in to discuss her financial planning. She and her partner are making good incomes and have established good savings habits. She has been looking at her and her partner's plans for the future. They want to start a family and buy a bigger house. Despite their comfortable income, Jenna wants to expand their investments beyond their 401k's counselor. Hi Jenna, it's great to see you again. How have things been going since we last met? Jenna, thanks. Things are going well overall. Work is busy as always, but we've been trying to stay on top of our finances. That's part of why I wanted to meet today. Counselor, I'm glad to hear that, and I'm always happy to help. What's been on your mind? Jenna, well, my partner and I have been thinking a lot about the future. We're doing okay now, we both have good jobs and have been saving regularly, but we're thinking about starting a family and possibly buying a bigger house. It feels like we need to step things up a bit financially. Counselor, it sounds like you're at a really exciting transition point. Planning for these life changes now can make a big difference. What specifically would you like to explore today? Jenna, we clearly need something else to help us get there, and I was wondering if you could help? Counselor, I hear what you're saying. I can certainly give you some information about investing, but if you want specific advice, then you should speak to an investment professional. Jenna, okay, sure. I guess I'm concerned about how much time investing will actually take. My partner and I have busy jobs, and the last thing we want to do is to have to read lots of financial news to make sure we're buying the right stocks or whatever. Counselor, I completely understand. Let's talk about the different approaches to investing. Question 1, how could a financial counselor begin a discussion with Jenna to educate her about the different approaches to investing? Question 1 sample response. A counselor can start their discussion by explaining that there are various approaches to investing that do not require people to spend their days following stock tickers or poring over the financial pages every day or all day. Counselor, active investing is the approach that you described, having to stay up to date on the movements in the market, checking your portfolio on a daily basis, and so forth. And yes, that can take up a lot of our precious time. It sounds like you're more interested in passive investing, and there are many ways to do that. The counselor should explain how passive investment works. It is possible to hire an investment manager who would take on the responsibility of day-to-day management of an investment portfolio in exchange for a fee, commission, or both. A popular form of passive investment would be funds, mutual funds, and exchange-traded funds, for example. There are quite a few different types available, and an investment professional would be able to go into greater detail about what they do. Active and passive investing are both common strategies, and many people use a mix of the two depending on their income flow or comfort level. The key is to match your investment approach with your goals, timeline, and risk tolerance. Question 2, Jenna. Okay, so if I wanted to go with a fund, do I just give them some money and then leave it to them? What if I get a bonus and want to put that in there too? How could a counselor respond to this, using long-term investing strategies as a framework? Question 2 sample response. The counselor could use this as an opportunity to describe the different approaches to purchasing long-term investments. Educate Jenna on the difference between lump sum purchases and dollar cost averaging, the practice of investing an equal amount at regular intervals. The counselor should describe these two approaches and the fact that it is not an either-or situation. Most funds will let an investor purchase additional shares whenever they want, so investing a bonus in a fund is certainly possible. Reminder, a counselor should avoid statements that suggest it is a good or bad idea to do this. Question 3. What about real estate? I know a lot of friends and family who have bought apartments or homes as investments instead of stocks or funds. Wouldn't that be an investment that just generates income through rent? Without giving the client investment advice, how should a counselor explain the pros and cons of investing in real estate? Question 3 sample response. A counselor could acknowledge that real estate is indeed a popular type of investment. Owning rental properties, residential or commercial, can generate an income through rents, and the property itself can appreciate in value, therefore providing an asset that could be sold for a profit in the future to help fund retirement or meet other goals. The counselor should also be sure the client is aware that a real estate investment could depreciate in value and that no investments are without risk. Unlike other investments, though, getting into the rental market will also require more hands-on attention from you if you become a landlord, at least at the beginning. It can also take some time before real estate starts to generate a supplemental income. A counselor should describe the various costs of investing in real estate. For example, the upfront cost of purchasing the property, the ongoing costs of maintenance, taxes, and so forth, as well as the fact that being a landlord can take up a lot of time. If the property is purchased with a mortgage, some of the rental income will have to go towards paying down the mortgage. A counselor could also educate their client on real estate investment trusts, REITs, so they are aware of an alternative, more passive approach to real estate investing.